From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Many flights in and out of San Francisco are still being delayed today following Saturday's plane crash that killed two people and injured dozens of others. Investigators are trying to figure out whether automated equipment in the plane may have contributed to its low and slow approach. Meanwhile, the crash stranded thousands of passengers over the weekend when their flights were canceled or diverted to other airports. And as those passengers try to get to their destinations, they might run into some trouble navigating the hierarchy of the airlines. Who gets priority? Someone who's been delayed for hours or someone who is a top-tier flyer? For more on that, let's bring in NPR's Steve Henn, who's with us from the Bay Area, to explain. Hi, Steve.
Hey.
So what is the protocol for airlines when things like this happen?
Well, this weekend, the fate of each traveler, actually like me, who was stuck trying to get back to San Francisco, depended almost entirely upon their status, a combination of how much we paid for the ticket we had in our hand and how frequently we flied that airline. So when there's a disaster or bad weather closes an airport, the available seats are doled out, not, you know, depending upon how long you've been waiting, even if it's been days. What matters is how the airline perceives you. Are you a valuable, loyal customer that brings in lots of profits, or are you a one-time vacationer? And if you're, you know, just flying the airline once in a while, you probably will have to wait.
So what does that mean in practice? I mean, does it make a big difference? What was the scene like at the airports over the weekend?
Well, it depends on who you are. If you're one of the privileged group, it's not so bad. You'll get swept along and helped out quite a bit. If you're not, it can be quite a mess. There's actually an entire field around this. It's called customer relationship management, or CRM, and airlines use large computer algorithms to decide who gets what kind of service. So last weekend was a holiday weekend. Most flights were overbooked, and for those who weren't privileged, it was tough. I bumped into Imran Qureshi at a gate in Newark.
So it's going to be a while.
Oh, yeah, a long while. I'm stuck here since yesterday morning, and I'm not going anywhere till Tuesday morning.
Right.
Qureshi was watching as people jumped in front of him in line again and again. And in fact, he had to pay for two nights of hotels before he got back.
Huh, so brutal for him. But I mean, it does make a certain amount of business sense. I'm sure that the airlines would argue this, that, you know, why shouldn't they take care of the best customers?
Exactly. You know, these are people who spend thousands of dollars a year and they deserve to be treated well. And in fact, it makes a little bit of intuitive sense. I mean, any business person would treat loyal customers that way. But interestingly, there are some people in sort of the business of big data analytics, especially who work in financial services, that are beginning to argue actually that's a mistake, that really your best deals and service shouldn't be targeted at the most loyal customers you already have. Instead, they say if you want to grow your business, you should try to figure out who potentially valuable customers are, people you don't have already, and offer them your best deals. So loyalty programs like frequent flyer programs don't really get at that. I mean, take Imran Qureshi, who we just heard from. Turns out he was flying back from the UK with his entire family. He's an entrepreneur based in Silicon Valley. He has extended family all over the world. He flies a lot. And by treating him poorly, they actually pushed him away. So folks in this industry are trying to build models that would identify folks like Qureshi ahead of time and offer them good service, even if they're not already loyal customers.
NPR's Steve Henn in Silicon Valley. Steve, thanks a lot.
Sure thing. My pleasure.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.